perfect. I find perspective. They're in the best and worst days of this life. You were always on my side. You're in the pain, you're in the promise. And on the days the furnace finds my faith, you're the fourth within the flame. If the past could talk, it would tell me this. My God isn't finished yet. If he did it before, he can do it again. So I'll trust him with what comes next. For the God I know is known for faithfulness. Yeah, my hindsight says I can trust him with what's next. Trust him with what comes next. Cause my hindsight says I can count on this. My God isn't finished yet. If he did it before, he can do it again. So I'll trust him with what comes next. For the God I know is known for faithfulness. Yeah, my hindsight says I can trust him with what's next.
never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down.
Livy.
Today is Remember and Celebrate, so are you guys ready?
Oh yeah.
I'm ready. All right, here we go. One way people celebrated in the Bible is through the Festival of Jubilee. The Festival of Jubilee only happened every 50 years. So during this festival, people had their debts forgiven. Also, people whose land had been taken away from them received their land back. This festival was a time of great rejoicing for the poor, enslaved, and oppressed, because during this festival, they became free.
The Festival of Jubilee offers a beautiful symbol of what Jesus did for us on the cross. He freed us from our enslavement to sin. He freed us when we couldn't free ourselves. Let's celebrate God's gift of freedom for those who believe. Dear God, I thank you for this time that we get to celebrate you. I pray that you would still our hearts and minds, and that through this game that we would still learn about you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. So to celebrate, we are going to play, you know what we're going to play, Zonk.
Woo!
So Livy and I are going to be asking you some questions, and you guys are going to answer them. Are you ready? Okay, first question. Priscilla and Aquila were A, tent makers, B, friends of the Apostle Paul, C, people who got God called to join and follow him, or D, all of the above. What do you think? Good job. It's D. God called Priscilla and Aquila to trust and follow him as master of everything in their life.
Okay, next question. Number two, Priscilla and Aquila chose to trust Jesus as master because they believed that A, it was a safe thing to do, B, God is in control and is always with us, C, risking their lives is fun, or D, God would never take them out of their comfort zone. You guys got it. Answer is B. God may call us into challenging situations, but he always goes with us. We can trust that he is master over everything.
All right, question number three. God's Spirit gives us gifts to A, build up the church, the body of Christ, B, help other believers, C, unite the church, or D, all of the above. What do you think? Good job, it's D. God gives each of us special gifts so we can encourage one another and come together to build God's church. Good job.
All right, question four. True or false? Everyone has special gifts God can use for the good of his church. Answer is true. We each have God-given gifts, and no single gift is better than another. When we use our gifts to help one another, we can be a more unified church. We are the body of Christ.
Okay, question number five. True or false? As followers of Jesus, we blend in with the rest of the world. What do you guys think? Do we blend in? Let's see. Nope, we don't. It's false. As those who follow Jesus, we stand out because God calls us to be holy as he is holy.
You guys are doing so good. All right, question six. As followers of Jesus, our true home is in A, heaven with God, B, the church, C, our house, or D, the forest. You guys got it. It's A. Life on earth feels difficult because we, as believers, were created to live in our true home in heaven with God.
All right. Question number 7. We're getting close to the end.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing great, though. Okay. True or false? Everyone in the world has sinned and needs God. What do we think? Have we all sinned? Yep. Yes, we have.
Yep.
We all need God because we are all sinners. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Question 8. Fill in the blank. At the beginning of the big God story, God promised to send a blank who would one day restore everything to perfection. Who'd he send? Yeah, it's a redeemer or a savior. Today we know this redeemer is Jesus.
Good job. Okay, question number 9. At the end of time, God will A, destroy sin, evil, and death. B, bring those who believe to heaven to live with him. C, create a new heaven and a new earth. Or D, all of the above. D, good job. As those who trust and obey Jesus, we can have hope that someday God will destroy evil and bring those who trust in him to live with him forever. Good job.
All right, last question, guys. Question number 10. True or false? God wants everyone to play a special part in the big God story. Yep, it's true. We all get to play a part in the big God story. Good work, you guys. You guys did so awesome.
Thanks for playing Zonk with us.
Yeah.
So during the Festival of Jubilee, God's people celebrated God's amazing gift of freedom. Debts were forgiven and slaves were set free. Today, we know that we are forgiven and set free because Jesus' death on the cross completely paid the price for all of our sins. God's gift of freedom releases us from the tangles of sin, and we have been made perfect by the blood of Jesus. And we can look forward to a life of complete freedom in heaven.
What tangles of sin do you struggle with in your life? Maybe it's anger, selfishness, jealousy, or something else. Ask God to show you these tangles of sin and ask him to help you. During this response song, take some time to think about those things and pray for God to help you and thank him for forgiving us.
All right, guys, thanks for playing Zonk with us today. Now it's time for the blessing. So if you could hold out your hands like this, I'll say the blessing over you. May you rest and trust the Lord this week. He loves you, gives us rest, forgives us, calms us, and sets us free. May he help you walk in his freedom. Bye, guys.
Bye.